Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Lamar City Council Tuesday adopted a resolution authorizing the issuance of $24.88 million in water revenue bonds for construction of waterworks improvements. These include a reverse osmosis water treatment plant, a new well, and a raw water line. The council also approved the sale of the bonds. That'll take place next month through a Des Moines bond attorney. A public hearing will be held February 4 on plans to rezone two parcels of property adjacent to the Parkview Terrace Mobile Home Park. One parcel is located to the east and another to the south of the current Mobile Home Park boundaries. The City Planning and Zoning Commission approved the proposal to rezone both parcels to R2 or apartment district. The intent is to expand the Mobile Home Park, which is located north of Iowa Highway 3 on the west side of the city. The Plymouth County Engineer presented his secondary road department budget to the Board of Supervisors. This would cover the fiscal year 25-26. Tom Roy presented a budget with estimated receipts of $19.58 million and expenditures of $18.9 million. With rural property values rising, property taxes will bring in an estimated $3.8 million, an increase of $100,000. State and federal funding will be nearly $9 million, up $400,000. Local option sales tax proceeds are proposed at $1.9 million, up $100,000 from the current budget. Proposed expenditures include $1 million in administration, $6.7 million in the county road construction program, and $7.1 million in roadway assistance. The county's road construction program in the next fiscal year will be presented in more detail to the supervisors next week. An apartment in downtown Alton was gutted by fire Monday in bitter cold conditions. The fire occurred in an apartment at 207 10th Street. Temperatures were minus 18 at the time. Alton Fire Department was called around 5:30 p.m. to the site. Smoke and flames were coming out of the building at the time of their arrival. Law enforcement reported two people were in the apartment when the fire broke out, but they escaped out a back door without injury. Two more fire departments, Orange City and Sioux Center, were called to assist. The fire was put out by 6:48 p.m. The interior of the building was extensively damaged, but not to adjacent buildings. No injuries were reported to the firefighters, but a family pet died due to smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The fire occurred two doors down from the Yard Bar and Grill, a business that also suffered extensive damage in a fire 2 years ago. The Lamar's Community School District Foundation and Alumni Association is seeking nominees for their Teacher of the Year. This represents the many great teachers who exemplify the school district and its educational goals. The award is called the Decades of Excellence Crystal Bell Award. It recognizes and honors teachers who demonstrate excellence in education by meeting the needs of the students. Applications for nominations can be found on the Lamar's School District website or at the superintendent's office or the principal's office in each school. The deadline for submissions is Friday, March 21. Questions can be directed to the superintendent's office at 546-4155. President Trump announced Monday he'll impose 25% tariffs on Iowa's two largest trading partners, Canada and Mexico. In a conference call with Iowa reporters, Senator Chuck Grassley called himself a free trader and says Trump's tactics are questionable, but he's willing to pause and see if they're effective. Grassley says Trump believes if you enact tariffs, it brings people to the negotiating table and you get freer trade as a result. Iowa reported $5.5 billion worth of goods to Canada in 2023. That equates to 30% of the state's total exports. Mexico is Iowa's second largest trading partner. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.